And now, James Gravel.
The Old Testament prophet Hosea once wrote on God's behalf, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge," Hosea 4 and verse 6. That should not have been the case because God had provided His people with the instructions they needed to serve Him faithfully. During the patriarchal age, God gave His laws orally to renowned men of old and thereby conveyed to them commandments intended to regulate both their daily lives and their worship. In Romans 2:15, Paul spoke of those who had the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness therewith, and their thoughts accusing or else excusing them. Later, during the Mosaical age, God's instructions were given to the Hebrews in written form so that they would possess the knowledge they needed to obey God. Deuteronomy 4 verse 10 tells us that the Jewish parents were to teach God's word to their children on a continuing basis. Eventually, when national and spiritual reform was needed, God sent prophets to perform this important task. For example, it is said of the prophet Ezra that he set his heart to seek the law of Jehovah and to do it and to teach in Israel statutes and ordinances. Ezra 7 verse 10. Nehemiah 8 verses 7 and 8 records that Ezra caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place, and they read the book and the law of God distinctly, and they gave the sense so that they understood the reading. It is clear from such passages that God placed a premium on knowing, understanding, obeying, and teaching His commandments. God's law could not be understood or obeyed through emotion alone. Instead, a properly trained intellect had to be involved as well. It was not enough for people merely to feel God's message. Rather, it had to be taught so they could understand it, recognize its importance to their ultimate salvation, obey it, and preserve it for generations yet unborn to whom it also would be taught. The same is true of us today. It is not enough for us just to feel right. We must be right. And the only way to do that is to obey God's word, the Bible.